Pope Francis, persecuting people for their religious faith is insane. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 4, 2022. Rome, Pope Francis condemned religious persecution Tuesday. Insisting on the universal human right to publicly profess one's religious beliefs without interference. How is it possible that many religious minorities currently suffer discrimination or persecution? The Pope asked in a new video. How can we allow that in this society, which is so civilized, there are people who are persecuted simply because they publicly profess their faith? Not only is it unacceptable, it's inhuman, it's insane, he added. The Vatican website presenting the video noted that religious freedom is violated in a third of the countries around the world and that more than 646 million Christians live in countries where religious freedom is not respected. Tuesday's video is the latest installment in a series of messages announcing the Pope's prayer intention for the month. In this case, prayer for an end to religious discrimination and persecution. The pontiff also noted that religious liberty is not just freedom of worship but freedom to profess and practice one's faith in a public way. Religious freedom is not limited to freedom of worship. That is to say, that people can have a worship service on the day prescribed by their sacred books, he asserted. Rather, it makes us appreciate others and their differences and recognize them as true brothers and sisters. As human beings, we have so many things in common that we can live alongside each other. Welcoming our differences with the joy of being brothers and sisters, he continued. And may a small difference, or a substantial difference such as a religious one, not obscure the great unity of being brothers and sisters. Let us choose the path of fraternity, he said. Because either we are brothers and sisters, or we all lose. Let us pray that those who suffer discrimination and suffer religious persecution, may find in the societies in which they live the rights and dignity that comes from being brothers and sisters, Francis concluded. Follow @ Williams Rome.